Imagine enough water to fill two of the Great Lakes sitting underground below some of the driest parts of 8 states. That was the High Plains Aquifer 60 years ago. Since then, new pumping and irrigation systems have made it easy for farmers to extract billions of gallons of water and use it to grow lucrative crops. An agricultural gold rush of sorts followed, transforming the regional economy. Well, now parts of the aquifer are drying out, as we hear from Frank Morris of member station KCUR.
Nate Pike has been riding the dry, rolling ranch lands south of Dodge City, Kansas for most of his 80 years, sometimes just to visit a spring called St. Jacob's Well.
As a young boy, I'd saddle me a horse and put me a little cane pole on it and come down here and fish.
Pike's not fishing today. The water level has retreated down into this window on the High Plains Aquifer, and it's a sad sight for Pike.
And that thing, you know, had a lot of water in it. It never went down, never changed it. But as you can see now, I can't believe I can't even see the water from up here.
And what do you blame it on?
Irrigation. Pumping the aquifer dry, that's what.
Right now, we're running right at 1,000 gallons a minute, 24/7.
That's Jesse Gerritsen, standing by one of his irrigation wells near Copeland, Kansas. This one, and about 39,000 others like it in Kansas, pump long and hard in growing season. If you want a visual for that much water, picture Niagara Falls.
This is the actual roar of Niagara Falls.
In 2011, Kansas Wells sucked out enough water to keep Niagara Falls thundering full force for 3 weeks. That's right, 3 weeks. That calibrated deluge has sprouted a vibrant economy on this arid land. In drought years, like this one, farmers could barely grow anything here. Now, with irrigation, Gerritsen says they can grow just about everything.
We've raised potatoes, we've had peaches, cotton, corn, milo, wheat, soybeans.
All that corn grown out here supplies ethanol plants and feeds dairy cows, pigs, and cattle. The livestock support a big meatpacking industry, all thanks to this one resource.
Water, more precious than gold.
And like gold, this water is not renewable. Most of that torrent farmers are pumping out sat trapped under the prairie for millions of years.
Yeah, we're mining it because once you hit a gold vein in a mine, and you get all the golds in that vein, you're through with that mine.
Gerritsen says parts of this water mine are playing out. Not evenly, but in spots, the water table is plunged more than 100 feet. Wells are running dry, and tensions are rising. Gerritsen's suing to protect his water rights.
It does nothing but create neighbor problems. We producers perceive as long as there's water and we're pumping, it's a free-for-all.
I know my neighbor's pumping my water. I'm pumping his water. Because we're hooked in the same reservoir. If he don't pump it, I will.
But Anthony Stevenson, who farms near Ulysses, Kansas, waters more judiciously these days. His irrigation system is efficient, delivering water to the base of his lush 8-foot-tall plants. And this year, Stevenson planted only half his field in corn. His well here produces just half what it once did, and the lingering drought isn't helping.
We can't out-pump the drought. We can't out-pump Mother Nature. Our wells aren't big enough.
Stevenson is gradually farming more like people did out here before irrigation, growing more wheat, less corn, and letting dry fields sit fallow a full year between plantings to collect moisture. His income is taking a serious hit. The aquifer's decline hasn't gone unnoticed. Wayne Bossert runs one of the state's 4 groundwater management districts. He says Kansas stopped new development on parts of the aquifer 30 years ago.
So we prevented it from getting any worse a long time ago.
Last year, Kansas began enforcing very stiff penalties for overpumping. That drew death threats against state water officials. Still, Bossert says most farmers now want to manage the decline of the aquifer. They can't ignore it.
When that supply gets interrupted or they start pumping air or they start realizing that, hey, that might not be there for very much longer, that's the paradigm shift, and that's what changes their attitudes and their opinions and their willingness to sit down and talk.
Bossert convened a group of farmers who came up with their own conservation plan. They've agreed to cut usage by 20% during the next 5 years or face stiff sanctions. He expects to see the same approach elsewhere in western Kansas because lots of farmers here want to give one more generation a shot at the good life they've had, irrigating with water from the High Plains aquifer. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.